Let's go to the message this morning. Let's see what we got in the Word. Got about 20 minutes max. Let's go, Rog. We got to roll tide. Come on. Here we go. You ready? Was it enough? Was it enough? We've been singing about it today. Was it enough what Jesus Christ did on the cross? How can I be absolutely sure that Jesus Christ's death and resurrection was what? Enough to save me from my sins and keep me from the wrath of God? Was it enough? Can I be really sure that I won't die in my sins and go to a devil's hell? Can I be sure? Was it enough? Now listen, I can't afford a mistake here. I better get this one right. You better get this one right. If you're used to doing things about halfway, this one ain't going to fly that way. Or maybe so around to it, maybe one day, ain't going to fly on this one. Yeah, but he said, and the preacher said, and the Pope said, doesn't matter what they said, what he say. Are y'all listening or not? Say. We put our confidence in man and things and religion and church and people on the most important thing in our life. The very most important thing in our life is, are you, when you die, are you going to go to heaven or are you going to go to hell? Oh, I don't know. Maybe one day. Telling you what. A lot of celebration going on today around the world. Was it enough? Was it enough what Jesus did? Let's talk about it. A couple of scriptures here, not too hard this morning. And Jesus is the big word. Would you say that with me? Propitiation. One of my favorite verses in all the Bible. I use it a lot. And Jesus is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the whole world. The sins of the whole... Did you say the whole world? Sure, look at that. Now, and this was manifested, the love of God toward us. I love this, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might what? Live through Him. Love this verse right here. Love this verse. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He what? Loved us, and here's our word coming up again, and sent His Son to be the what? Propitiation for our sins. Our topic this morning is, was it enough? Say that with me. Was it enough? That's what we're talking about. You might go, what did he talk about? Was it enough? Come on, how hard is this? That's what we're talking about. Was it enough? According to those scriptures, Jesus Christ is our, try to learn that big word with me, propitiation. Jesus Christ is our propitiation. You might say, Clark, why are you talking about this big word on Easter? You're driving us up the wall. I'm intending to do this. This is what I want to do. Well, because that word answers the question, was it enough? That word right there. Was it enough what He did on the cross? See, the Bible says God loved us and He loved us first, gave His only Son to be the propitiation. Jesus propitiated God. Now, you still might not know what I'm talking about. That's okay, we're going to get there. Jesus propitiated God. What does that mean? Say that part with me. Jesus appeased the what? One more time. Jesus, the wrath of God. Now, one more time. Jesus what? The wrath of God. Jesus paid in full the what? Now, guys, if you'll think this through with me, hang on here with me. You'll understand, does your living a good life appease the wrath of God? Say, no. Does your giving some money and offer plate appease the wrath of God? No. Does your being Protestant or Catholic or this denomination, does that appease the wrath of God? Yes or no? No. See, it answers every question you will throw against the wall. Every one of them. Every one of them. Every one of them. Only Jesus propitiated God. Do you understand that? Are you hearing me this morning? That's what we're talking about this morning. The price is paid because of who? Is it because of you? Is it because of me? You see us worshiping you this morning? Say. You see us worshiping me this morning? No. We worship Him this morning. You see how that works? Yes or no? I love Delisa's song. I love that one verse. It's a ballad. If you listen carefully, you almost have to listen to that song 4 or 5 times to get the richness of it. But it said that why should I gain anything from His reward? Him dying on that cross, why should I gain anything? And then that one verse says, I will not boast of anything. I will not boast of anything save Jesus Christ. Save Jesus Christ. Save Jesus Christ. Gosh, is that a great lesson to learn? Yes or no? We boast of this. We boast of that. Listen, we boast in Jesus because He propitiated God. Have I lost you? Wow! He paid the demands. Jesus died on the cross. Jesus, say it with me. Resurrected from the dead. Jesus' blood was offered to God for us on the mercy seat in heaven. I'm telling you guys, His blood was offered right before God for our sins. That's crazy. That's called propitiation. God the Father then did what with the blood? He did what? He accepted the what? The blood sacrifice of His who? And by the way, this was God's idea. This was God's plan, God's idea. You know, sometimes you buy something, you don't go in with the terms. If somebody has something to sell, and it's theirs, you can offer ideas, but at the end of the day, it's their terms. You understand? Yes or no? So that's the way it is with God. It was His terms. Or better yet, how about a courtroom? You see that the guy convicted, the guy's been convicted, he goes to the judge and says, well, here's what I'd like to do. I know I'm sentenced to 5 years, but you know, I'd like to just show up the fifth Sunday every month one day. How about that? And the judge goes, that ain't happening. You're in the slammer for 5 years. That's it. That's the deal. God made the rules. You understand? God made this plan. This was God's deal. It was God's payment. That's the way He put it out. Jesus will die. That's why, guys, you know what ain't enough? Here's what ain't enough. Anything you and I try to do for Him. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Huh? Are you kidding me? I'll be good enough. I'll do this. That ain't enough. It has to be Him. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in who? Jesus Christ, whom God has set forth to be. There's our word again. A what? Propitiation, or that word means to appease the wrath of God or to pay in full the demands of God through faith in His what? Well, I don't like that blood religion stuff. Y'all believe in Jesus and all the blood and everything. Yeah, I do. You know why I believe in it? Because God said it. Say, yes or no? Guys, I can't make up the plan. It's His plan. It's His rules. It's the way He said it. It's what He did. We got to believe it or reject it. Yes or no? Okay, guys. Listen. So, through faith in His blood to declare His righteousness for the remission of what? That are passed through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believe in who? Jesus. See, God is just. God's a holy God and God is a just God. He can't just forgive your sins because you're cute. Well, look at her. Ain't she cute? Let her in. That's not how God does it. Oh, He's a good talker. Well, let Him in. Yeah, we need a good talker over here. Yeah. You know? That's not how it works. God is just in forgiving you and me of our sins because of Jesus Christ. Because of what Jesus did and because you put your faith in Jesus, He is just in forgiving you of your sins. If you don't put your faith in Jesus, God is not just. He is unjust if He were to forgive your sins. Did you hear me or not? It would make the death of His Son of no effect. It'd be like spitting in His Son's face. Did you hear me? Yes or no? He ain't going to spit in His Son's face. People spit in His Son's face so that we could be saved. Amen? And He took it. Well, God ain't going to spit in His face, His Son's face, so you and I can climb up some other way to get to heaven. Is that plain English or what? What I'm trying to do is not get on you this morning. I'm trying to let you know it was enough. Did you hear me? It was enough. Mm-hmm. God can be perfectly righteous in forgiving our sins because of the blood sacrifice, the payment in full by who? His what? By the church? Don't want to be ugly the other day. I saw something on TV and it said the difference between Protestantism and Catholicism. This was just a documentary they had put out, and not to fuss or fight because both are wrong half the time. You know what I'm saying? We all screw up. Amen. But the bottom line, it said that their argument was that Protestantism believes that the Bible is the final authority, whereas Catholicism believes the Bible and the church have a final authority. I'm going to tell you something right now. You know who the final authority is? Did you hear me or not? I don't have any authority over you. Did you hear me? guys, I mean, they call the pastor a shepherd. I understand that. But I have no power to forgive sins. I have no power to do anything. Did y'all hear me or not? If you're looking for that, you're barking up the wrong tree over here. I need help too. Amen. Say. The point is, guys, we get away. We get away in Protestantism and Catholicism. We both get away. We put our faith and our trust in denomination and organization and not in Jesus. And see, they're not enough and He is enough. Does that make any sense today? Again, I'm not trying to be unkind to anybody's beliefs, but can we get it right on Easter or not? Say. End of the day, I'd rather please Him on Easter than you. I know that's ugly. I got to hush. All of the demands of God were met, and we have been declared what? Righteous! Because of Jesus. Keep looking. Was it enough? Was it enough? Say it with me. Can we scream it? Was it enough?
Yes.
One more time, y'all bow out there. Was it enough?
Yes.
Come on! Amen. Praise the Lord. I love that. Come on. By the which will, I want you to look at Hebrews. I'm just going to come up with a list. I ain't going to preach it. We're just going to read the Bible and watch what happens. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus. And every priest stands daily ministering and offering, oftentimes the same sacrifice, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, he sat down at the right hand of God. From henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one man, for by one offering, he hath perfected forever. Look, I love this verse. For by one offering, he hath perfected forever them that are what? Wow. Sounds like enough, doesn't it say? Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts and in their minds I'll write them. And their sins and iniquities will I what? Know what? Sounds like enough, don't it? Amen. Come on. Keep looking. Now where remission of these is, there is no more what? Let's read that last verse again. Now where remission of these is, say that last part with me. There is no more. Did you know Jesus don't need you to crawl on no glass or something to get your sins forgiven? People do that in some countries. They take things and beat themselves and because they've got to somehow offer. They make vows and things. Did you know what? What he did was enough. Doesn't mean we should be do-nothings. Don't get me wrong. But why don't you do what he said? Go into all the world and preach the gospel and tell people about Jesus instead of trying to do what he already did. He already did it. You don't need to do it. Amen? Yes or no? Yes, ma'am. Okay. Look at that. Look at this list. We're sanctified through the offering of Jesus' body. It was once for all. Jesus offered one sacrifice for sins forever. He sat down at the right hand of God the Father by one offering and perfected those sanctified forever. The Holy Spirit is now a witness to us. The covenant is in our hearts and in our minds. God remembers our sins no what? No more. And there is no more what? Offering for sin. Sounds like a pretty good thing Jesus did. Sounds like he got it all covered. Amen. Was it enough? If our sins have been remitted, forgiven, and forgotten, then there is no more need to offer sacrifice for sin. Was it enough? Was it enough? Say that with me. Can you say it loud? It was? One more time. It was? Yeah. Are y'all getting that today? Maybe you came in today and you already knew everything I talked about. Well, you're ahead of a lot of people in this world. Because they're really screwed up on a lot of stuff I talked about on the screen today. And this would be a great Easter for you if you just get that nailed today. Amen. Say, Easter 2014, I understood something clear as crystal. What Jesus did was enough. Not what some man adds to it, some woman, some church, some this, some that. What he did was enough. I need to believe in him. That's what I need to do because that's what I'm told to do. That's what I better do right there. Because ain't nothing else enough. Yes or no?
Alright? Having therefore boldness now. Boldness we have because of Jesus to enter into the holiest by the blood of who? See, we can actually have boldness now. Because of, it was so much that now we can have boldness to actually enter into the holiest of God in His presence one day. We can talk to Him now. Did you know that? We can pray and talk to Him. Listen. By a new and living way which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say His what? And having a high priest over the house of God, that's Jesus, let us draw near with a what? A true heart. In full what? Boy, I love that word. Full what? It was enough. It was enough. It was enough. I can be absolutely certain that what Jesus did for me is enough. Gary Clark has enough to worry about every day without laying in my bed at night worrying about if it was enough what Jesus did. Amen. Guys, we got a lot on us. Aren't you glad that we don't have to worry about that? The biggest thing on the planet, He did it. Wow. Thank you. Full assurance. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, our bodies have been washed with what? Pure water. Now look, because it's enough, look, let us hold fast the what? The profession of our faith without what? Guys, you ought to go out of here today, stop your wiggling and your wobbling and your wavering on Jesus. Jesus is solid. The problem ain't Jesus, the problem is you. You're the one wiggling and wobbling and wavering. He's solid as a rock. What He did stands. Amen. Are you hearing me today? Cool? Listen. Have that kind of feeling. Hold fast your profession of faith without wavering. For He's what? That what? It was enough, guys. It was enough. And since it's enough, can we work on what we can work on? See, He did what He did. We believe what He did. We don't need to fix what He did. Don't need to doubt what He did. We need to accept what He did. And now here's what we need to do. Let us consider one another to provoke unto what? Love. That's what we can do. We can't save ourselves to go to heaven. He did that. But you know what? I can love you. I can love you. You can love me because of Jesus. We can reach others for His kingdom. How are we going to do it? Loving on them. Amen. Say. That's what it says. And look at this next verse. And not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is. That's why we have church. Not to go to heaven. No. We have church so we could love on one another. Y'all get it or not? Say,
well, I got to go to church if I'm going to go to heaven.
Well, brother, this church ain't getting you to heaven. Might get you a donut. Yeah, we'll give you a donut. That's about it. Come on. But you can get you some love and a donut here. How about that? We'll give you some love and a donut. How about that? Come on. Come to church and love on people. So much more as you see the one day He's coming again. Keep coming, baby. Keep doing. But you don't need to do what He did because He did it already. Does that make sense to you? Praise the Lord. It was what? I think we're done, ain't we? It was what? Would you stand to your feet? He's going to keep that scripture up there. Stand with me just reverently and quietly, please. I know you got that donut in your mind, but hang on. Hang on. Believe it or not, we have donuts we're going to give you in just a second. But would you just sort of settle your heart just a bit? Let me ask you this. For God so loved the world. Would you look at that screen? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Is that enough? That's enough. You know, people argue with that verse because it's so simple. Well, it wasn't simple for Him. It's enough for you. You hear me today? Have you put your faith in Christ? Have you put your absolute confidence in what He did on the cross and His resurrection? I'd like to lead you in a prayer today where you can just tell Him, Jesus, I get it. What You did was enough. I need what You did because what I can do ain't enough.
Amen. Y'all listening? Let's bow our head together. Father, thank you for this morning. I pray you'll help us these last couple of moments. And Lord, as much fun as I have singing and preaching, I know the folks in this room really have to get this right, Lord. They have to get this right. Or they're not going to go to heaven. They're going to go to hell. I know that, Lord. I pray you'll help people in this room, everybody in this room today, to get this right. Help our hearts, Lord. Help us to get it down, Lord, that you, Jesus, you appeased the wrath of God. All the demands you paid in full for us. So I pray everybody in this room, Lord, will place their faith in you, Jesus. May they know in their heart today and forevermore, you are enough. We pray in Jesus' name. And with heads bowed, one last moment, I'd like to give you the chance to tell Jesus today that you believe in Him, that you put your faith in Him. We're not talking about joining fellowship church. I hope you heard me clear on that one today. We're talking about getting it right, not going to hell, going to heaven, getting your sins forgiven, doing the right thing that God tells us to do, not what some man says. If you're ready to do that, I'd like to pray with you. Okay? I'd like to lead you in a prayer. And the way I say it ain't the way you necessarily have to say it. I'm just here to help you today. I'm sort of like a coach. I just want you to win, man, eternal life. Amen? I want you to get it today. If you're ready to do that today, sincerely in your heart, we're going to all say it together. Let's all confess our faith in Jesus today. But perhaps you're here today and you really need to nail this because it ain't nailed in your life. Would you do it today on Easter Sunday 2014? Remember the message, it was enough. Let's pray together. Would you pray with me? Everybody, pray it with me out loud. Would you? Lord Jesus, I know I've sinned. I ask for your forgiveness. And thank you for forgiving me. And Jesus, I want you to know, I believe you're enough. I believe you did enough. I believe you satisfied the wrath of God on my behalf. I believe in you. Period. I put my faith in you, Jesus. I believe you died on the cross. I believe you rose from the dead. And I believe you love me. I put my faith in you. Come into my life and live. Help me never forget. You did enough. And you are enough for me. In Jesus' name. Amen. And finally, with heads bowed, one last moment. Not to embarrass you, but it's so important that you do this. I'm not going to point you out. But how many would say, Pastor Gary, I said that prayer with you today. I needed to put my faith in Christ today. I needed to tell Him He was enough. I needed to nail that to the wall. And I did it. I did that today. Can I see your hand up and down? I did that today. I did that today. I know what I did. I don't know what somebody else did, but I know what I did. Amen. All over the house this morning. That's incredible. Great. Great. That's one message you can't get too confused on. Amen. You either did or you didn't. Yes or no? Say. Come on. Father, thank you for a beautiful morning. Bless us as we go. And Lord, help us in our next service. And Lord, even bless the donuts, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, church. God bless you today. I think we had a great morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you.